Welcome to Create Wealth Through Franchising Podcast and Kim Daly TV. I am your host, Kim Daly. I want to educate, motivate, and inspire your business ownership journey by interviewing CEOs, leaders, sales coaches, and exceptional franchisees to learn their valuable insights and strategies that we can apply to our own business ownership dreams. Now, on to the show. Welcome back to Create Wealth Through Franchising Podcast and Kim Daly TV, our special guest with you today. If you follow me, he is not a stranger to the studio. Chris Miles, welcome back to the studio of Kim Daly TV.
Hey, it's such a pleasure to be back. It's always an honor to be, not just be on once, but be back multiple times. That's the biggest honor ever. Thank you so much.
There's not a lot of people that have done daily doubles. Although this could be a triple for us. So we've been friends for a long time. All right. Well, for those show listeners who are new to me, or even for those who have been here a long time, and maybe you don't remember Chris, Chris is the anti-financial planner guy. All right. So the premise of this show is a lot of people who follow me and people who even engage with me are not quite ready for full-time ownership, semi-absentee ownership in a franchise. Maybe they're 9-to-5, doesn't afford for the flexibility. Maybe they don't have enough money for a franchise business. Well, there are other things that you can do, and Chris is the guy to tell us what we can do. So with that set up, Chris, tell these listeners, what can you do with your money when you don't have a lot of time?
Yeah, the first thing to do is stop listening to financial advice out there. That's what I'll tell you, right? Like, stop listening to Dave Ramsey's of the world who will make you just stay broke your whole life, right? Don't listen to those guys. Even Ramit Sethi, I know he's getting more popular out there. I mean, they all have good points, right? And they teach good concepts. But if you want to take your money to another level where you want to create real wealth, not just, because here's the truth, nobody ever saves their way to wealth. That's the truth, right? Nobody ever, you never see people on the news saying, man, I saved so much in that 401k and man, I got wealthy. No one says that. In fact,
amazing. Oh my gosh. I had to interrupt you. Sorry. Keep going. I'm smiling from ear to ear for not watching a video.
Well, it's true. Cause like I looked at Fidelity's stats recently, right? Cause Fidelity is like the number one 401k provider out here in the United States. And they have 45 million clients. Now think about that. That's a large part of the workforce out there that has 401ks. Of those 45 million, guess how many have at least $1 million in their accounts? 810,000. That's it. That's less than 2%. That's really like just over 1.5%. But here's the crazy part, Kim, is of those people that, that 1.5 or a little over 1.5% that have at least $1 million, 35% polled by Transamerica said they think it'll take, quote, a miracle to be able to retire with their retirement accounts, right? And why is that? It's because they've been told that once you build it up, and if they've been told by financial advisors that actually stay current, not the ones that teach old crap that don't even apply anymore, they'll tell you, you can only pull out 3% a year, not 4, or not like Dave Ramsey says, you can pull out 8% a year, which people have given, even financial advisors think, Dave, that's crap. You can't do that. That mathematically doesn't work, right? But doesn't matter. Dave's not a financial expert. He's a financial entertainer, right? So anyways, so the thing is, if you pull out 3% a year, you have $1 million, that's only $30,000 a year. And Kim, you and I both know you can make a lot more than $30,000 a year investing in a franchise with less than $1 million, right?
Totally.
So I know I kind of bypassed the question a little bit. It's not because I didn't do that. I want to create context because I can almost tell that there's people out here, their money's in competition with themselves. Like they're saying, well, I want to get a franchise, but I heard I should do this. Like I heard I should pay off all my debt. I heard I should put money in my 401k and get that match because it's free money, right? And all that kind of stuff. Which by the way, speaking of Fidelity, there are funds that most people pick, which are the target date retirement funds, underperform the stock market when you factor in fees by 3%. Here's what's crazy. Guess how much that 100% match actually adds onto your rate of return over time when it's a compounding rate of return. It's not 100% because if you go and put in a financial calculator that you're making 100% a year with the amount of money you're putting in your 401k, you'll be richer than Bezos in 20 years. That's not happening, right? You're not going to be the richest person in the world saving in a 401k. So the real compounded rate of return of 100% match long-term is only about 3%. So you do 3% worse to only make up your 3% with the match. All it does is just saying, oh, I got crappy funds that I picked in 401k. My match just makes up for the crappy performance. I would be better off investing myself than putting it into a 401k with 100% match. So
wow.
I think the problem is, Kim, is that I see a lot of people when we actually look at their finances, right? Because we work with clients to try to help them get out of the rat race and things like that. And you're like one of those options that many of our clients will look at saying, hey, I don't just want passive investing. I want something else. I want something that maybe can align with my passions or my mission or what I'm trying to accomplish in my life. A franchise could be a great way to do that, right? Well, we have to teach them first is, one, stop dumping money in your 401ks because it's not worth it. Not even with the match. It's just not enough. Two, be careful what kind of debt you're trying to pay off. Because many times people say, well, I just got to get debt free first, then I'll invest or then I'll do this thing. But here's the thing. If I know that, for example, and Kim, I know because we've looked at options together for ourselves, right? You know, if even it's $250,000 out of pocket, which a lot of your franchises aren't that much, but let's just say it's $250,000 out of pocket. But I know that maybe in 2 years, that could generate $100,000 of profit. That's a 40% rate of return on my money. Guaranteed. I can assure you that, you know, trying to pay off your $250,000 mortgage will not make you $100,000 a year. It will not save you $100,000 a year in payments, right? If you have a $250,000 mortgage, that payment is probably going to be, depending on your interest rate, if you got the really good interest rates before, you know, you're probably looking closer to about, you know, $1,200, $1,300 a month, maybe less, depending on where you live. But even now, most people still wouldn't be paying much more than $1,500 a month. That's $18,000 a year, not $100,000, $18,000. What if you can invest and make that business pay for your mortgage? Essentially, you're mortgage free because it's more than paying for your mortgage and then giving you some, right? And that, to me, that's the big thing. And so, you know, there are debts that I think you should pay off. Like there are debts where I use a calculation called the cash flow index, which just says, instead of focusing on the lowest balance or the highest interest rate, like some of the people out there will teach, which it's been overdone. Instead, I focus on what gives me the best rate of return on my money. Just like I'm looking at the franchise opportunity, right? I look at everything as, what does it do for me on a monthly cash flow basis? Which one is better? So for example, if I have two different $10,000 loans and all I have is 10,000 bucks, so I have to pick between the two. One $10,000 loan is a car loan that's $500 a month and say it's at 4%. But the other is a $10,000 credit card at 20%, but it's $200 a month. Now, almost anybody you ask, including Dave Ramsey, who doesn't really use half his brain anyways, he'll say things like, oh, pay off that credit card. It's stupid. You know, debt is dumb, right? In fact, pay off both because cars are dumb too. You know, he'll say all that kind of crap, right? But here's the thing. In real life, in the real world, which one causes you stress? Both of them are 10,000 bucks. Yeah, the credit card has higher interest by far. But is it really the high interest rate that stresses you out? Or is the payment? Because remember, the credit card is $200 a month, where the car loan is $500 a month. Which one really gives you more stress? And especially anybody who's a business owner, they already get this because business owners get it, right? Like anybody who's an entrepreneur knows $500 a month gives me the most stress. Regardless of the interest rate, it's the payment that gives the stress. That's where you get your money locked up. If you're in a crunch, you much rather pay a $200 a month payment than a $500 a month payment, right? Well,
sure.
That's common sense, right? That's what the thing. When you start using common sense, you start to realize, wait a minute, that car loan actually is the thing that creates most stress. Pay that off first, because I can always take that extra $500, put it onto the $200 a month payment on the credit card, and I'll still pay it off in about a year. And it won't charge me that much in interest over the course of the next year, especially as you're paying it down. People are always like, oh, it's going to cost me thousands in interest. Nope, not even close. It's bull. That whole interest rate, the smokescreen that banks teach you to create fear in you so that you do pay it off first so that they have less risk for themselves. They want you to pay off. Despite what anybody says, they actually want you to pay off the debt faster so they can get the money back. They can turn around and loan it to somebody else. But remember, every dollar you give them, they are legally allowed to lend out $10. So if you pay extra to that credit card, they love it. Because if you pay an extra $1,000 on that credit card, they now have the ability to loan out $10,000 to somebody else, right? That's how they create speed of money. It's actually just like what you probably teach as a business owner, having a franchise, right? It's acceleration of money, not just accumulating it and letting it sit and be stagnant. And so,
so good.
So that's the real thing, is that you need to get your money out of prison. That's my whole point here is, getting back to the cash flow index. So I finished that thought, that closed that loop at least, right? Is that the cash flow index is just this. You take the balance of your loan, divide it by the minimum monthly payment, and it'll give you a number. The number that's the lowest is the one you pay off first. So in those examples between the car and the credit card, remember the car loan was 10,000 divided by 500, it's 20. 20, by the way, anything below 40, you do want to probably accelerate and pay off for sooner. But notice that the credit card is 10,000 divided by 200 is a 50. So 50 isn't horrible, all right? No, it's not great either. I mean, if you pay it off, it's like getting a 24% rate of return on your investment. This is why when people are like, well, I'm paying money in my 401k and getting that match, it's 100% return. No, it's not. It's like you're lucky to get 8 or 9% long-term. You might even happen to pull off 10% a year even with the match. However, if I pay off even that credit card that has a higher number, I wouldn't even pay it off first, but it still has an index of a 50, I pay that off, I get a guaranteed 24% a year return on my money. Why? Because it's 10,000 making 200 bucks a month or 2,400 a year. 2,400 into 10,000 is a 24% rate of return based on my cash flow. Your 401k will not beat that. I'm sorry.
Hey, Daily Coach fans. If you're loving this episode, please do me a quick favor and leave me a 5-star rating and a short review. Your feedback fuels my growth and rankings and shows others that this podcast is valuable. Now, back to the show. I want to share with the listeners a little bit of my personal story, which will help you kind of like, I think, take this even further. Mm-hmm. So I know there's a lot of people out there who are probably like scratching your head, like it blows your mind, right? Because you've been taught like something totally different. And yeah. I totally get it because I was the same way until about maybe 10 years ago. I really got active in building cash flowing assets about 2018. It took me some time, you know, like to like, say, okay, I hear you people. Like what happened is you start getting around wealth builders. And to Chris's point, none of them have 401ks. They're all business owners of multiple businesses and passive investments. And they think about money in a totally different way. And I immersed myself in this kind of universe. And I'm the one sitting over here, like, and everybody's looking at me as an expert in franchising. And then like quietly, I'm like, but I have all this money in my self-employed pension plan. And so like, I was like dreaded people asking me, well, where do you invest your money other than in your business? You know, because it wasn't the same. And so finally I had to woman up, put on my big girl pants, pull that money out. And let me tell you, I can retire from work today. Like I started in 2018, it's 2024. So I have enough passive income coming in that work for me, all the money I make in my business, it's totally optional. Exactly. So whenever I'm freaking stressed out of my mind because of my business, and yes, 22 years as a business owner, you can still get stressed out of your mind, right? Because I want to grow and I want to achieve. But whenever I find myself and my nervous system all out of whack, I just start laughing. I literally do. I make myself stop and go, Kim, this is self-imposed because you don't have to work.
Yep.
And then my attitude is completely corrected. I mean, how freeing is that? It's the same money that I had sitting in a SEP. And now it's all invested in different passive streams of income.
Yeah.
And it's cash flow to me that literally pays for my life. And then some. And with that extra then some and the money I still make in my business because I didn't retire, I've been building more assets. So acceleration of money, it's all about that velocity. So anyway, I could keep rambling too. But now you, Chris, like volley back to you, like this is what you're talking about. So tell us a little more about how people can work with you to get into this type of a, you know, and address the mindset of, we understand crossing that bridge is like, it's scary and you don't do it all at once. You just kind of, if you're like me, I tiptoed over. Now I'm all the way over. I don't even look back.
You know, Kim, what you just described is why people like us, and I say people like us, I mean, there's a lot of us, people that have either kind of gone against the status quo, right? Like we're business owners, you know, we're entrepreneurs, or even just investors for that matter. And when you start to hear people talk about their 401ks, This is why we kind of internally laugh, right? And not in judgment, but just like when people are like, oh, it's so awesome. You're like, well, that's adorable. It's like when my kids start telling me things about life that they're learning. It's like, I love that they're learning, but at the same time, it's kind of like, oh, just you wait. Especially where I have 8 kids, right? It's just like, just you wait, you know? And sometimes they'll even say like, don't you think this is too good too? Like, you know what? You're going to learn. Like, I can tell you until I'm blue in the face, but until you learn it for yourself, you won't know. And that's what we've realized, Kim, is that, because like, I remember somebody asked me on another interview, they say, Chris, like, you're able to retire when you're 28 years old because of this very thing, right? You know, they're like, what's your next goal? I said, well, honestly, like, I don't really even worry about it too much. But I said, you know, if really you're looking at my passive income goal, like, I'm already over 40,000 a year, about $500,000 a year. I'm like, it'd be cool to hit 50,000 a month. You know, like, that'd be cool. Get up to 600,000 a year. They're like, why? I'm like, just because I could. And I don't even need it. You know, like, it's just like, because I could, you know, and I like to keep growing my income because inflation is going to go up whether I like it or not. So I might as well. And that's the thing, is that 401ks, I've never looked back. I used to use a 401k, but then I cashed it out because of the same reason that you realized, Kim. And so when I did that, and when I realized that, yeah, there's some debts I'll pay off because it improves my cash flow a lot more. And by the way, banks love it. So if you're looking to get bank lending, like when you're working with Kim, you're trying to get bank lending, they do like that your debt to income ratio is at a good level. Well, guess what improves your debt to income ratio the most? The cash flow index does. It's actually focused on debt to income ratios because they're looking at what's the payment. They don't even care about the balance. They want to know the payment compared to your income. So if you go for the ones that you can pay the least amount of money, invest the least amount of money to pay off to free up the most income, your debt to income ratios go up, which means your options open up and you get better interest rates, you get better terms. They think you're sexy. And hey, this is sexy if you do it right, you know, and getting good money is sexy. And so that's, I would just say this is that, you know, although we teach at Money Ripples about other passive investments, like real estate investments and things like that. Like, I get residual income from business, but I also get a lot of it from real estate too. And I'll tell you, when you have all both those things, I know, Kim, you're in the same boat as well, right? Like, we're kind of, you know, we're like brothers and sisters from another mother.
Two
that
peas
way,
in
you
a
know?
Pod.
Exactly. Two peas in a pod, two peas on a riverside recording here in podcast. Right. But yeah, that's the cool thing is that you want to create those options because that's what really creates freedom. And that's what we really teach. Like, I have the Money Ripples podcast. We teach the same kind of stuff that way. And, you know, and here I'll say this, cause I know, Kim, we're kind of at the end of our time here, but here's the number one question people always get asked me when we start poo-pooing all over 401ks, right? They'll say, yeah, but Chris, where do I save my money? Like, where am I going to hold it? Like, I don't want to put it in my bank savings account where I earn 0.0%, you know? I don't want to do that. And I say, well, that's where, you know, a lot of our clients will talk about using what's a strategy called infinite banking. Not the traditional type that you hear about out there and even on YouTube. We actually, just because we couldn't find anybody who does it really well, we brought it in-house in our own company to do it more as what we actually trademarked to be max ROI infinite banking, which means how do you pay the least amount in fees to that life insurance company so that you can get the best returns on your money possible. And so there's ways to actually grow your money faster than you do in a bank.
Hey, Daily Coach fans, if you're ready to begin your own journey to find the perfect franchise, please email me right now at inquire@kimdaily.tv. My services are totally free for you. That's inquire@kimdaily.tv. Now, back to the show. I have two. I opened them 4 years ago, and that's where all my money flows through that. And all my investment money flows in and out of that, out of my two banks of daily.
Yeah, exactly. The BOD, right? Bank of Daily, right?
The Daily that's Bank.
He's like, that's a nice BOD you got
my
there.
My kids think it's like, you know, always existed.
Yeah, that's right. No, and that's a great strategy because for two reasons. One, of course, you get that double dip effect, which we won't go into detail here on this show. But I mean, you can actually get your money to pay you twice, especially when you use in business. And actually almost like three times because the interest that you're paying on the money on that line of credit you get while they're also paying you interest is also tax deductible because it's a business expense. So you actually get this huge deduction. You make more in interest than you would just letting it sit in a bank savings account or a checking account for that matter. So when you do it that way, there's lots of things. And on top of that, any money you have in there is, in most states, 100% protected from lawsuits and creditors. So even if you get sued in the business, even if you've got, you know, you do all the things to make sure you have the right LLCs and things in place to protect you, and you've got insurance, you know, liability insurance policies like umbrella policies and things like that, that helps. But if it ever goes above and beyond and they can actually put liens against your assets like your house or take money, literally pull it out of your savings account if they win a judgment against you, guess what? That won't happen if you have this infinite banking life insurance type of policy. So
I had no idea of that. Wow.
Yeah, that's the number one reason that most business owners, especially as they grow their wealth more, they say, that's why I want it. You're like, yeah, I can invest with it, make my money in two places at once. That's cool. But they're like, honestly, I love it because I have the flexibility. I'm liquid because I have money I can use. It's like a savings account. It's like a tax-free savings account, really, that pays me more than 0.0%. But it also is 100% protected from lawsuits and creditors. It also, if you have kids trying to go to college qualifying for scholarships, it doesn't count against you. So when you're building your wealth, you know, people are like, oh, the rich people don't get any scholarships. That's not true. You can actually still get funding from colleges when you have things like this where they don't count it as an asset. So the cool thing is it doesn't count as an asset when you don't want it to for taxes, liability, for, you know, college, you know, college scholarships and things like that. But when you go get a loan with the bank, it does count for you. Because if you ever try to get a loan for a mortgage or a business loan, it actually counts as an asset. So it counts when you want it to, but it doesn't count when you don't want it to. That's the cool part.
That's really awesome. You know, we'll end on this. Like, my infinite banking policy allowed me, like, I have this piece of land next to me that is very coveted because I wanted to be able to own it, to control it. Who's going to go there? It abuts my property. Finally, it went up for sale. And because I have an infinite banking policy, it's a very expensive piece of land. I live near the ocean. The day that I saw the realtor over there putting the sign in the land, I walked right over and I said, I'm a cash buyer. Take the sign down. Mm-hmm. I want this. And I was able to close in like 2 weeks. And because I had money in my infinite banking policy that I could withdraw and have within 24 hours or whatever in my bank. Yeah. And I closed on that piece of property, which is now mine. And so now, you know, you're taking money out of your infinite banking. I'm putting it into land, which is very safe. It's, you know, like they say, they're not making any more land.
Yep.
And now I look at it when I walk my dogs. So I go, oh, look at my land. I tell my kids, look at our land. I've never cared so much about land. But now that I own that piece of land, I'm like, no crazy neighbor.
See, you pulled a Walt Disney, didn't you? Like when Walt Disney was secretly trying to buy land in Orlando and then the banks wouldn't give him money, he actually leveraged not just a line of credit against his house, but he also leveraged his life insurance policy, the cash that was in there, to then get the banks to give him more money so he could finish the project with Disney World. So Disney World, if you watch any documentary, was actually built on doing the same kind of infinite banking type strategy.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that, but it works, guys and gals listening. It works, and it's not as complicated as you may think when you're just hearing it for the first time. Trust me. When I first learned about all this, I was so overwhelmed. I'm not a finance person, you know, all the limiting beliefs. And then it's just, you just have to crack the door open and start asking questions and talking to experts who can simplify it. And like I said, I didn't jump all the way in the beginning. I was still a little skeptical. I still had one foot over here on the bridge of 401k, or, you know, self-employed pension plan, and one foot stretching toward, you know, true freedom. And mm-hmm. then once I got a little taste of it, I was like, oh, get your foot all the way over there, cross the bridge, Kim, and I've never looked back. And look, now, you know, I'm able to, quote, say I could retire, even though that's not a thing in my mind that will ever happen. So, Chris, I appreciate your expertise, your enthusiasm, your passion. Everybody listening wants to reach out to you. So where do they go? How do they do that?
Yeah, you can follow our podcast, the Money Ripples Podcast, or go to moneyripples.com.
That's it. Moneyripples.com, Money Ripples Podcast, Apple and Spotify. Thank you so much for being my special guest here today and just wowing the people out there. I can see them scratching their heads. They are mind blown right now.
I had to get there too. I get it.
Thank you so much. And for anybody who is interested in beginning your journey to figure out what is the next investment, whether it's passive or something a little more active in a franchise, you know that I want to be your daily coach. Please follow the email on the screen right now or reach directly out to inquire@kimdaily.tv. That's inquire@kimdaily.tv. And until next time, my name is Kim Daly, and I want to be your daily coach. You can find more content just like this on my YouTube channel at kimdaly.tv. And if you're inspired to take the next step to explore franchises matched to you, please email me right now at inquire@kimdaly.tv. That's inquire@kimdaly.tv.